It's time again for the polar vortex to invade the U.S. and the news. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrea Lang, assistant professor of atmospheric and environmental sciences at the University at Albany, explores what the polar vortex is and why it keeps making us bundle up during the winter months.
The polar vortex barrels across the U.S., and the polar vortex hits the Northeast were prominent headlines from December 2013. Images of commuters bundled in layers avoiding all-time record low temperatures and reporters battling the elements filled the news cycles. These news stories left many wondering, what is the polar vortex? The polar vortex is not a newly discovered phenomenon. Every winter, as the polar region cools in the long dark nights, a polar vortex forms in the northern hemisphere. As this very cold air mass develops over the pole, a jet stream of strong eastward-blowing winds forms on the flank of that cold air in a layer from about 5 to 40 kilometers, 3 to 25 miles, above Earth's surface. In general, this combination of cold air and jet stream define the polar vortex. A polar vortex also develops every year during the winter months in the southern hemisphere, and polar vortex-like phenomena have been observed on other planets, including Saturn and Mars. From a scientific perspective, a polar vortex is a dynamically robust feature that has several components. One well above Earth's surface in the stratosphere, and another that is directly associated with the newsworthy cold air outbreaks located in the region known as the troposphere. In an average northern hemisphere winter, the polar vortex generally stays centered over the Arctic. Occasionally, a series of weather events can lead to a change in the large-scale atmospheric circulation that can disrupt the general eastward flow of the high-latitude atmosphere, nudging the polar vortex out of the Arctic towards more temperate latitudes. In these cases, warm air from the south moves into the Arctic, and cold polar vortex air from the Arctic moves south, creating a situation where extreme temperatures are likely to occur.
That was Andrea Lang of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.